community believe it's meant to supplant the distribution system, now run by the UN and other international aid agencies. Israel has blocked food, fuel, medicine, and all other supplies from entering Gaza for weeks in a worsening humanitarian crisis.
That's Lisa Dwyer reporting. Walmart says higher tariffs are forcing it to raise prices. The big retailer says the price hikes will start later this month. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020. That is 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore County's Farmers Market at the Maryland State Fairgrounds has been canceled for this year. Organizers say there was a lack of vendor interest in the market that was scheduled to take place on Wednesdays from June until October. In addition, some vendors said they wanted to be part of the market, but they did not have enough staff to do so. The organizers have not made a decision on whether the farmers market will return in 2026. And a Baltimore firefighter is on life support after suffering a medical emergency at the scene of a Monday row home fire on West Saratoga Street. The family of Lieutenant Mark Drembauer Jr. has posted a message saying his injuries are too catastrophic to sustain life, and for the time being, his organs will be carefully prepared for donation. Lieutenant Drembauer was on an aerial ladder 30 to 40 feet off the ground when he suffered the medical emergency, falling backwards but remaining on the ladder. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's fans probably muttering under their collective breath this morning following yesterday's doubleheader sweep at the hands of the Twins, who, by the way, ran their winning streak to 10 games. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde asked after the game, how do you not let this sting linger?
You come back tomorrow and you got a day game tomorrow, so we got to put today behind us. That was a long day and a really disappointing day, and we got to flush it and come back tomorrow.
He might want to also gather the team today and play this motivational piece from the great John Belushi.
I'm just lying around, well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It couldn't hurt. To the ice we go, where the Caps attempt to keep their season alive tonight against the Hurricanes. Right wing Tom Wilson on where it's at.
Obviously, our backs are against the wall, and next game's the biggest game, and we'll start with the first period and go from there. It's not going to be easy. They're a hardworking team, but you know, we're going to have some fight here. We're going to go out there and do our best and leave it all out there and see what happens.
Coming up in 30 minutes, another Preakness trip down memory lane. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim Barbie in White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clouds, some rain the rest of this week. A few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder today, 78. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow, 86. And more scattered thunder showers Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 65 degrees in Bel Air, 68 in Halethorpe, and 67 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday to all of you. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Of course, we started the show talking about the drop in the AAA rating. Here you have in Maryland that, we don't have it anymore. We don't have it anymore. And it's not even a laughing matter. Our question of the day is at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it's a very simple question. Do you care our state's credit rating has dropped? Do you care? So far, 92% of you say, yes, I care. 8% of you say, no, I don't care. See, I had a feeling it would be more people that said they don't care. And only because I don't think people really look at it as something as serious as it is. And I can understand that. I can understand that. If this is not something that you look at and talk about daily, if you're not a business owner, you know what I mean? If maybe you don't own your property, I'm sure there's a large section or swath of people that probably don't look at this as catastrophic as many others. But this is a big deal because we haven't lost this AAA rating in over 50 years. And Governor Westmore is quick to point the finger at President Trump. I was surprised, honestly, that he did not mention former Governor Larry Hogan in his comment. That really surprised me because I thought he was going to go back to the fact that he believed that they did not have a balanced structural budget and that the surplus that was left behind, remember he always calls it a sugar high? I thought that's how he was going to loop Governor Larry Hogan in, but he did not do that. But he is solely pointing the finger at President Trump. Right now, I'm very happy and excited to be joined by a friend and one of the best delegates in Annapolis, Delegate Nino Mangione. How are you doing?
Kim, good morning. Thank you for the kind introduction. And you just, I want to just make this comment very clear to that 8%. That 8% must not be taxpayers, and they need to wake up.
Yeah.
Because this is very important. And you do an incredible job of pointing out issues that Marylanders struggle with, whether it's juvenile crime, obviously a serious issue, illegal immigration, a whole bunch that are very serious. However, most of the time we're fortunate, hopefully we're fortunate, to not be direct victims, like being robbed, say, in Baltimore City or the Morin family. But any taxpayer, all taxpayers, are victims of Governor Westmore and the Democrats and their failure to run this state's economy. Came $3 billion deficit just this past year. They fixed that with the highest tax increase in the state's history. The budget is projected to be $6 billion by 2030. We have a stagnant economy in the state that's not growing. And now we have lost our AAA bond rating that we have had since 1973. Kim, you're a young lady. I'm a fairly young guy. That's the Vietnam era. That's how bad this is.
Yeah.
Us taxpayers, I mean, this is the greatest financial calamity in decades yesterday when we lost the AAA bond rating. And the Democrats and Westmore, they're blaming Trump. Shame on them. This decision was reached after 4 years, mind you, of President Joe Biden, 3 years of Governor Moore and the Democrat supermajority in the legislature. The key point is that for 3 years, these Democrats, the supermajority, total control of the governor's office, the House, the Senate, total control of the committees. It's very important to be in charge of these committees. Total control of the Board of Public Works, all Democrats. Total and absolute control. And Governor Hogan, whether people like him or not, the fact is Governor Hogan left a big surplus, $1 billion surplus. The state had a $3 billion rainy day fund, $2.5 billion structural surplus. He was very solid when it came to the economy and holding the line on taxes and fees. And the very first thing the Democrats did was go on a spending spree under Wes Moore, raiding the rainy day fund, blowing through the surplus. And his first act, I mentioned this earlier, I'll never forget this. Here comes a new governor, and they play politics. His very first act was to release, I think it was somewhere in the $60 million range that Governor Hogan rightfully withheld, to provide abortion care funding for the more medical professionals to perform abortions. That was the very first thing he did. The spending spree continued with the Democrats and the supermajority. They spent recklessly. Kim, they raised fees just last year, remember? They raised 330-some fees.
Yeah.
They ignored, I made this point earlier, and I will not stop making this point. They ignored our very brilliant budget analyst that the state of Maryland hires. I listen to these people. I'm a member of the Appropriations Committee, and these very intelligent numbers crunchers, right? They sit there, and that's all they do is they analyze the budget situation, the spending, the tax revenue, and they look and they make these forecasts. And they forecasted this a long time ago. Moody's told us last year this was coming. So simply put, Kim, the governor, Governor Moore, and the supermajority, they've had this tax and spend agenda from day one. They lost any restraint or judgment here, and now Maryland is paying the price.
Yeah,
Very well said.
Delegate Nino Mangione on the line with us. You know, Delegate, I look at this, of course, you know, in two different ways. Obviously, this is, you know, catastrophic to the state of Maryland, but also, you know, what is the solution here? You know, is there a way for us to dig our way out? Because, and I don't know how you feel about this, but the way I look at it, I mean, you're going to have more taxes and fees go into play here on June 1st. You guys will most likely be in a special session by the fall, and I would have to assume that you're going to have to raise taxes yet again. I just don't know how we, you know, find this light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe you could help me out.
Well, yeah, well, the two points here to make, and we'll get to that in just a second. You're right, because, Kim, what you're saying is, especially about potential more taxes down the pipe here, I mean, this is with this credit downgrade is likely going to mean, obviously, increased borrowing costs, right? So the most immediate impact of a lower bond rating is that Maryland will face higher interest rates when it borrows money by selling these bonds. And these bonds, they're used, and we use these bonds for a lot of projects, roads, bridges, transit's a big thing with the Democrats, the education when it comes to building schools, public safety buildings, building a new police station, et cetera. I mean, the higher interest rates mean that the state will have to spend more money to service its debt over the life of these bonds. So Maryland taxpayers ultimately bear this increased cost. So the problem here, yes, what should be the end result here? Well, what can we do? People need to get off the sofa and look and figure out how you're going to get involved in your local elections. We need to get rid of Governor Moore. He needs to be defeated for re-election.
Yeah.
That's number one. President Ferguson, Speaker Jones, I mean, they bear a significant amount of responsibility here. We need good, sound, and I hate saying this because I wish I could say we need Republicans to beat some of these Democrats in these radical left-wing districts, but it's not going to happen. So what do we need? We need experienced, moderate, smart Democrats, if there are any left in the state of Maryland, to run in these primaries, in these Democrat districts, and hopefully at least put pressure on, make them understand that they can't get away with being these social activists rather than legislators that are looking out and being responsible, looking out for the future of Maryland. We need to defeat these social activists before Maryland is completely destroyed. And Republicans need to govern like Republicans. We should not be intimidated by threats from these committee chairs over money to our districts or grants or bonds. I mean, I voted against every Governor Moore budget in the Appropriations Committee on the House floor. Republicans did a great job this year. We stood strong.
Yeah.
On the floor in the House and Senate. I believe every Republican voted against this horrible budget. And that we need to show the voters that we are unified. What more could you hit on here, Kim, than $1 billion deficits, highest taxes in our state's history, losing the bond rating. The economy is stagnant. I mean, those are, I hate to say they're winning issues because it's not a winner for the state of Maryland, but if that's not a winning issue to wake people up, then what is? Because, I mean, many people have told me over the years they don't spend money on politics. Well, I'm not saying to spend your life savings, but if you can afford to do so, support fellow conservatives, Republicans. You have to get off the sideline. You have to do something other than complain. And sometimes that means money, time, energy. You know, call in WCBM, voice your frustration. We need people to donate to good Republican candidates, yard signs, make calls, door knocks. I mean, it is time to get engaged, Kim. It really is.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. We're speaking to Delegate Nino Mangione. Delegate, just so you know, I got two text messages here that say Mangione for governor. Just so you know, just putting that on your plate there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, because I see a lot of comments online, and mostly from the Democrat Party. But they're saying that this is really on President Trump. But there are a lot of people making the comments that the state of Virginia, they did not lose their AAA bond rating, and they are not in this situation, yet they did also lose some of the federal grants and federal jobs. I want to know if you know, is there a difference here between Maryland and Virginia, and how did Virginia get this right and we got it so wrong?
Well, yes, there's a huge difference. Number one, Governor Glenn Youngkin is a great governor. Number two, it is not a Democrat supermajority with full one-party control of the state between the governor and the legislature. Number three, I want to make the point that was made, and it was well done by a number of our Republican colleagues, the House Minority Leader, Delegate Buckle, and some others, that listen to this one, Kim, that all of our surrounding neighbors, the state of Maryland, all the states that surround Maryland, ended with a budget surplus this past year. And here we were with a multi-billion dollar deficit, including a record high taxes to fill that deficit. So there is a difference with how things are ran. So yes, it's you're absolutely right. There's a huge difference. And yes, the state of Virginia has suffered in terms of federal cuts. I say suffered. I absolutely agree with the cuts. I mean, Kim, what are we, $36 trillion in debt as a nation? Yeah. So of course it's time finally somebody responsible like the President Trump has come along and said that enough is enough. But there are ways. We didn't cut spending in the state of Maryland. The Democrats, they are lying about that also. The cuts weren't cuts. Kim, our budget spent $88 million this year than it did last year. How is that a cut? It's like Washington, D.C. talk, we cut spending. No, you transferred costs to the counties. You didn't fund the rainy day fund the way you normally do. Those aren't cuts. They didn't get serious. They refused to be serious. And what we have seen with these record taxes and now the AAA bond rating is the results of failed leadership.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Delegate Nino Mangione, I'm sure in the coming days there will be a reporter that gets a hold of Governor Wes Moore. I know he made a statement online, but I would have to, I assume that he's going to have to face this and actually speak to reporters and speak to the public. If you were Governor Wes Moore, and I hope that his team is helping him out here, but, you know, is there a way for him to possibly, even when he calls a special session, just, you know, go ahead and say up front, let's pull back on some of these climate change initiatives. Let's not do the red line commission. You know, are there things that he can do immediately?
No, that's a great point, Kim. And unfortunately, I don't think they have the appetite. They knew this was coming. This is not a surprise. Moody said this last year. Our budget analysts have said this 4 years. The Kerwin bill was projected. We were not going to have the money to pay for it. So, I mean, it's they can spin it with the Trump. It's nonsense. It's complete lies. The fact is we knew. The Republicans, I get it. They can run right over us. They have the numbers. But the Republicans have been screaming this on the House floor, the Senate floor. They knew, and they did nothing. So now they can lie about it. They can try to blame Trump. But the fact is they did see this coming. They ignored it because they weren't responsible. It's the height of irresponsibility, plain and simple.
Yeah. Well, Delegate Nino Mangione, before I let you go, and again, I appreciate your time. When it comes to MPRP, because I know you've been on the front lines with the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, are there any updates?
Yeah, actually, thanks for asking about that, Kim. That is, yes, a horrible project, MPRP. I believe on Monday, what is that, the 19th?
19th,
maybe?
Yep.
Monday the 19th, I believe they will have a ruling when the decision whether or not PSEG, this out-of-state company, can come onto this private land and start and do their surveying. That's in court right now because a lot of landowners said, hell no, you can't come onto our land. So that decision, I believe, is Monday. I am actually an intervener in the process, and that we talked to members, or not members, but a secretary at the Public Service Commission about a time frame, and about September, they're going to have the actual process where they look at all the data, all the information, people get to speak out. I'm one of them on why this is a terrible project, and they'll make that whole process where the decisions will be made is in September. The governor was recently reported, I think Fox Baltimore had a story where the governor says he's disappointed in the process. Well, we're in North Baltimore County very disappointed that the governor is disappointed in the process and not disappointed in this out-of-state company trying to use this project. There's two words, process and project. Why isn't he disappointed with the project that it has out-of-state companies, massive out-of-state billion-dollar companies ripping our farmland, ripping our private property from our citizens, some who have owned it for hundreds of years, all to benefit Northern Virginia data centers that the People's Council, mind you, that is a quasi, I guess I call it quasi, Maryland agency that is supposed to look into the best interests of the people of the state of Maryland when it deals with these utility projects. And they came out recently and said that $800 million is what it's going to cost ratepayers in the state of Maryland and not a single benefit to us rather than to the data centers in Northern Virginia. So everything is stacked as to why this is a terrible project, and the governor is not getting off the fence here and taking our side or trying to do anything to help. So it's disappointing. Hopefully he'll change that and join our side, but we'll see. Time will tell. But September, Monday the 19th is a big date, and then September is the time frame where this will really start to take shape, whether or not this project's going to happen.
Well, Delegate, thank you so much for being on the front lines. I know a lot of people listen to the show that are going to be affected by it. So we appreciate you, and we appreciate your time today, and keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Kim. Great show, as always. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And again, that was Delegate Nino Mangione. We'll discuss that interview when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio once again, Dr. Melissa Seguer from Audiology Associates. As always, welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I've had my baseline done. My wife has had her baseline done. I know what it's like walking into one of your offices. But for folks who have not had their baseline done, who've never been, what should they expect walking into your shop?
You know, I think the first thing is that you're going to be greeted by a patient care coordinator who is highly trained and kind of dealing with patients with hearing loss. And depending on if you're a child, because we see a lot of children, or if you're an adult and you're elderly, you know, we're going to be able to accommodate your needs, make sure your insurance is accepted, bill your insurance. Of course, I always say you have to know your deductible and your copays, but we'll make sure that we're in plan, help you fill out any paperwork necessary. But the important piece comes when the doctor comes to get you. And all of our doctors are trained so they can really assess the ear and your needs. So, for example, if you come in and you're like, my wife dragged me, I hear fine, that's going to be a different conversation than someone's like, I can't hear my, you know, I can't hear in a restaurant anymore. And like my grandchildren, they're muffled and they weren't, or I sound like they're mumbling. And, you know, I have to turn the TV up louder and my neighbors are complaining. So it's really getting that good case history, followed by a thorough evaluation where we test everything from the eardrum down to the nerve. We go through the results with you. We show you your hearing tests. If there's previous results, we compare it for you to see. Gives us an idea of how fast things are declining. And then we discuss treatment options. And we go through your insurance benefits. And we call your insurance for you to see if there is a hearing aid benefit that you have. Go through different levels of technology and treatment plans we offer.
Wow.
And then decide what's right for you. And that only takes about an hour or so.
An hour? Wow.
Yep.
I guess, yeah, that's about right what it was for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And that way we can decide what is the best course of treatment. And maybe you're not ready, but we'll see you in a year to monitor. Or maybe you are ready, and we're going to talk about it, and we'll figure out what's best for you.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, please see Audiology Associates.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we were just speaking to Delegate Nito Mangione, and he was explaining how Democrats got us in this position, specifically Democrats in Annapolis, along with Governor Wes Moore. And the position I'm talking about is losing the AAA bond rating here in the state of Maryland. And I did bring up Virginia because that is another thing that we're hearing time and time again is, the Democrats in Maryland are saying, well, you know, it's because of the federal grants that we lost and the federal jobs. But Virginia also lost the same. And so if you want to compare this, or if you want to blame the federal level, I mean, there are other states that took those same hits. Yet we are the only state that lost our AAA bond rating. Because at the end of the day, that's not what this is about. And if somebody wants to say, you know, there's a piece of that, you know, applied here, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. But if you're looking at the big picture, it's the fact that we have out of control spending. And as you heard there from the delegate, he said that there were experts that warned these Democrats in office in the Maryland General Assembly, and they ignored the warnings, which I think is just fantastic, right? Because here we were during the COVID pandemic, and how many times did we have those same elected officials saying, well, we had the warning from the experts on science, the experts on health, and you must wear this cloth mask, and you must do the social distancing, and we must follow the science. Meanwhile, when an expert approaches them and explains to them that we cannot afford all of these things that they want to pass, they ignore it completely. They don't want to follow the math, I guess, right? It's not, you know, we'll follow the science, but we won't follow the math. And now we are all being penalized because of it. There's no way in the world that they are not going to be able or not be able to continue forward without raising taxes. It's going to happen. And so you just have to brace for it. And as many people have pointed out, even the text line, people are saying, I'm moving. I'm leaving. Why would I stay here in the state of Maryland when, you know, in a stone's throw, I could be in York, Pennsylvania, or I could be in Delaware, or I could be in Virginia? Yeah, great question. Why would you stay if you could move that easily? I don't blame you. Kim in Falston says, good morning. Will the state of Maryland's bond rating downgrade affect the borrowing costs of the jurisdictions? I live in Harford County. Our county executive has done a good job holding the fiscal line and maintaining our rating. Yeah, unfortunately, Kim, it is going to hurt each jurisdiction. And you're right. County Executive Bob Cassidy has done a fantastic job, and he's been getting a lot of flack for it from the other side of the aisle. But, you know, even with the job that he's doing, unfortunately, Harford County will still be affected. All right, coming up next, we got lots more to discuss.
SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump says the United States and Iran have sort of agreed to terms on a nuclear deal. He describes the talks between his diplomatic envoy and Iran's foreign minister as very serious negotiations for long-term peace, and that the talks are continuing to progress. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he will send a team headed by his defense minister to Istanbul for peace talks with a Russian delegation. Russia's Vladimir Putin was absent in Turkey today after Zelensky offered to meet with him face-to-face. Vice President J.D. Vance will attend Pope Leo XIV's inaugural Mass at the Vatican on Sunday. The White House says the U.S. delegation will also include Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Vance is the first Catholic convert to serve as vice president. Stocks are trading in the red today. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tomo Sugano takes the hill for Baltimore this afternoon at 12:35 as the Birds try to put yesterday behind them and salvage a game against the Twins. Sugano has been stellar for the Birds all season, a 2.72 ERA over his 8 starts, a 2.13 ERA in his last 5. Ravens extend the contract of running back Derrick Henry, 2 years, $30 million. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta.
He's a pro, does everything the right way. The way that he practices, the way that he takes care of his body, his mentality on the field, his leadership.
4 primetime games for Baltimore this year, including a Sunday night opener at Buffalo, a Thanksgiving night home game against the Bengals. And finally, Preakness 150 just around the corner. Today's stroll down memory lane takes us back 36 years, 1989. The nation captivated by 2 horses, Sunday Silence and Easy Goer, going head-to-head in all 3 Triple Crown races. Sunday Silence had won the Derby and was looking to keep his Triple Crown hopes alive at the Preakness.
And down the stretch they come. On the outside, it's Sunday Silence. Easy Goer with Pat Day. Back to challenge. Heads apart. Easy Goer on the inside with a slight lead. On the outside, Sunday Silence. The rest of them far back. Here's the finish of the Preakness. Sunday Silence and Easy Goer. Photo finish. Noses apart. I can't tell. But on the outside, Sunday Silence with Pat Valenzuela. He's waving his whip like he thinks he won it. The time, 1:53 4/5 seconds.
Indeed it was Sunday Silence. But 3 weeks later, Easy Goer denied Triple Crown glory to Sunday Silence at the Belmont by 8 lengths, running the second fastest Belmont Stakes time of all time behind only Secretariat. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's get beaten by a 179 hitter. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your home ready for the season ahead? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping Maryland comfortable for over 32 years. From boilers to ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork, we do it all. We offer a $69 AC checkup. Also right now, mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new heating or air conditioning system. Call us today at 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a BBB A+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing. Where comfort meets craftsmanship.
Not much rain to slow you down the rest of today. Cloudy, but only a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder as low pressure continues to make its way northward. Temperatures a little bit warmer, 78 this afternoon. A few thunder showers late tonight. Tomorrow, scattered showers, some thunder. It's warm, 86. And scattered thunder showers Saturday, 88 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Get to Dashin' and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin'.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their 4-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000 plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food absolutely free, which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC.
Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Happy Thursday.
Oh, you like the way that sounds?
I do. Thank you, Jason Aldean. Yes, I do. Thursday means we're one day from Friday, and we can enjoy the weekend. If you missed it, we were talking to Delegate Nino Mangione. Some great points on losing the AAA bond rating here in the state of Maryland. Don't forget, if you ever miss any of the show, you can go to WCBM.com and just click on Kim Klasick Live Podcast, and it'll be archived there. We are also on all podcast platforms, so you can go back and listen to Delegate Nino Mangione and all the callers and the texts that come in. Obviously, we were talking about this a lot today because it is a big deal. I went back to check out our poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate on WCBM.com. Again, it is, do you care that our state credit rating has dropped? 92% of you still say yes, and 8% of you still say no. If you want to vote in the poll, you absolutely can. We've got some other things to talk about here. I did make a note in case you missed it. A would-be mass shooting interrupted by federal agents. That's right. The DOJ has the story. If you want to take a look at the press release, a former member of the Michigan National Guard was radicalized by ISIS, according to the DOJ, and has been charged with an attempt to provide terrorist organizations with material support and distributing info related to destructive device. Apparently, he was going to try to show up to the base there in Michigan and carry out a mass shooting. And luckily, the federal agents got whiff of it, and they were able to stop him. He is a Muslim American, and like I said, the radicalization by ISIS. And it looks like they even, like I said, you could go to justice.gov if you want to look at the story or the press release. I mean, he has been in contact with members of ISIS for years. And apparently the day that he was going to carry out this mass shooting was just on May 13th. And so they were able to stop him. And wow, thank you to our federal agents, to everybody that worked so hard and keeping us safe. You know, we wish we saw more of that where they would be able to interrupt. But I always think about it. It's like how many mass shootings or just any of these violent attacks are they interrupting? And sometimes we probably just don't know about it. Or we just don't hear about it. Again, thank you to all those that keep us safe on a daily basis. We absolutely appreciate you. I also tried to check and see if there were any updates with the Howard County car crash where we lost Bonnie Griffith, a 69-year-old mom. And it was right before Mother's Day. Very unfortunate. You had four juveniles that were driving recklessly in Howard County, ended up going over the double tape and hitting Bonnie Griffith as she was driving on the other side of the road. They hit her head on, almost like a T-bone style. And unfortunately, she was killed. And you had four juveniles, like I said, in the vehicle. One of those juveniles could not, you know, flee from the scene because apparently he had such injuries. The last that I checked on that is that this kid is still in the hospital and he has yet to wake up. And so if you're wondering why they haven't gotten the names from this kid that was still on the scene, it's because, excuse me, I think it sounds like he's still in an induced coma. So hopefully once he wakes, they'll be able to talk to him. But that's why the Child Interrogation Act is such a hindrance, because even when he wakes, I still wonder whether or not they're going to be able to talk to him because of the laws in place, again, by the Democrat Party in Annapolis. The Child, or is it the Juvenile Justice Reform Act and the Child Interrogation Act, those are the two key forces that are prohibiting us from making sure we hold these juveniles accountable. And when you have people like Vincent Schiraldi and DJS, here you are. I also wonder, excuse me, I also wonder how much is it costing us? You know, we're talking about losing the AAA bond rating. What is it costing us to deal with these juveniles over and over again? Right. We're talking about repeat violent offenders and the fact that they're in and out of the system. Some of them are being detained. And, of course, there are many resources, I'm sure, when it comes to the police, when it comes to those that work in DJS that are at intake. Apparently, Mozzie's involved, right? We found out all that stuff. And then you have this sidestep program where we're paying some of these juveniles $20 an hour through this internship program. And you just have to wonder, what does this price tag look like? You know, especially in the situation that we're in with this $3.8 billion deficit. And that was also astonishing as we're talking about the AAA bond rating. If you want to, you can go to Governor Westmore's social media pages. The fact that he says that we're now in a surplus and that former Governor Larry Hogan somehow left us in a deficit. I mean, the lies, the bold-faced lies, they are so hard to digest. They really are. But I do wonder how much money we're spending on, number one, illegal immigrants, and number two, this juvenile justice system that we have that does not work. I can only imagine if we actually rehabilitated some of these kids or if we kept them detained, you know, arresting a 14-year-old 9, 10, 11, 12 times. I'm sure price-wise that adds up. But we do not have those numbers. But if we do get some answers on that crash in Howard County, I will definitely bring them to you. But as of right now, we still have nothing. We still have nothing. And we were told that three juveniles were able to flee the scene. So we'll continue to wait and see. I did want to talk to you, speaking of juveniles, I did want to talk to you quickly about this uptick in child sex abuse cases in Maryland. This is very disturbing. So if it's something that you can't handle as far as discussing it, trust me, I get it. We're not going to go into details on any of these cases. But it is disturbing nonetheless. I was always under the impression, I know I said this before on the show, I said to you, know, to you, I asked a question. I wondered, are we now seeing some of these child sex abuse cases more often because of social media? Was this always a very high number? You know, I've asked that time and time again because I'm like, not even here in Maryland, but on the national level, it seems that almost daily I see a story about some teacher having an inappropriate relationship with a student. And I'm like, it's got to be because of the social media. That's why I'm seeing this much more often. Well, guess what? If you thought that there was an uptick, you're right. It's not your imagination. Chris Pabst at Project Baltimore has the story at Fox 45. And I look at this and I say, wow, you know, not only is there an uptick, but when you hear about some of the consequences of the punishment, it's almost like non-existent compared to what some of these teachers and predators are doing. Take a listen.
An Anne Arundel County teacher accused of sexually abusing his third grade students will be in court Monday to face a jury.
Yeah, the case against Matthew Schlegel captured the attention of the region. But as Project Baltimore's Chris Pabst explains, over the past years, there are many instances where educators were charged with betraying the public's trust.
Project Baltimore was there in May of 2024 when Anne Arundel County Police arrested Matthew Schlegel at his home in Severna Park. According to court documents, Schlegel, a third grade teacher at Severna Park Elementary, allegedly sexually abused eight students. According to charging documents, the eight alleged victims are all former students of Schlegel who say he touched them inappropriately. Police say the alleged abuse occurred between August of 2022 and March of 2024 in Schlegel's classroom during the school day. Following a court hearing last year, Schlegel's family and friends declined to speak with Project Baltimore. In court, where cameras are not allowed, prosecutors said Schlegel used his status as a beloved teacher to prey upon the children. Prior to his arrest, Schlegel taught in Anne Arundel County for 16 years. He spent the first 8 years at Tyler Heights Elementary in Annapolis before transferring to Severna Park in 2016. Schlegel faces 55 total charges, including multiple counts of sex abuse of a minor. But Schlegel is just one of many educators in our area who, over the past few years, have betrayed the public's trust. A Project Baltimore investigation found at least 20 educators, including Schlegel since 2022, have been charged or convicted of sexual offenses involving a minor educators from private and public schools. In 2022, Anne Arundel County teacher Jennifer Arnold was found guilty of sexually abusing a former student. In 2024, Gilman school teacher Christopher Bendan was found guilty and sentenced to 35 years in prison for child sex abuse. Also in 2024, Melissa Curtis was arrested and found guilty of sexually abusing one of her former students while teaching years earlier at a public middle school in Montgomery County. Curtis was sentenced to 30 years in prison, but 29 of those years were suspended. She is currently serving 12 months. And later this year, former Prince George's County elementary school teacher Mark Cobb will be in court to face charges of coercion and enticement of a child and for possession of child pornography.
Okay, so there you have it. There's been a huge uptick in teacher sex abuse claims, allegations, and even indictments and convictions. And when you're looking at the year where you're seeing uptake across the entire country, it is not our imagination. In 2022 alone, apparently child-related sex crimes, due to a study, almost doubled across the country. Now, this study, and I'm reading from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, because apparently there was a huge uptick in Milwaukee. Over 349 public educators were arrested that year of 2022. Wow. Okay, so they're saying here there's no pinpointed reason for why we are seeing an increase in teacher-student relationships. Some experts say it all comes down to access and lack of boundaries. They're saying social media has made communication more accessible. Simple chats over assignments can quickly become inappropriate. And so that's what those experts have found. They also say equally troubling is that sexual abuse is often not reported, and there is a lack of comprehensive data of instances of teacher sexual abuse towards students. You had a 20-year-old analysis by the U.S. Department of Education that revealed that during their K-12 education, approximately 1 in 10 children, that's a lot, 1 in 10 children experienced some form of sexual misconduct from an educator. Data concerning this disturbing trend needs to be updated, and that is what experts are calling for. This is very troubling. Very troubling. But this is the question I continued to have. I was like, wait a minute, is it just my imagination? Or am I coming across these cases almost every other day? And then I noticed that there seems to be an uptick in female teachers with sexual abuse against either a female or mostly male student. And I know this isn't brand new, but this is wild. Now, if you heard what Chris Pass was saying in that report there, you had even just that one teacher in Anne Arundel County where there's allegedly 8 abuse victims. He went from different counties time and time again. And I now wonder, you know, does the record not follow them when these allegations are made? Because how did that teacher end up in 3 different school districts and have the same allegations and claims made against him in each district? Again, disturbing. And I know we've learned over time that a lot of these schools do not communicate when it comes to whether or not they have illegal immigrants that are now going to certain schools, whether or not they have people that are within the juvenile justice system. You know, apparently the schools aren't contacted in regards to how dangerous and violent some of these teenagers are. There needs to be an open line of communication with all of these different things. And the fact that you have people that are so focused or hyper-focused on supplying kids with sexually explicit books over making sure that they're not in a classroom with a predator. You know, where are our priorities? Even this last session, and we talked about this because, of course, we spoke to many Republican delegates and state senators. You had many delegates take on, you know, some of these bills where they wanted to introduce sexually explicit books to kids in classrooms, or even that ridiculous bill that went national that actually got out of the House, ended up in a Senate committee, but the bill about, you know, putting condoms in vending machines in elementary schools. This conversation around sex and sexual orientation and wanting to see or influence kids on transitioning, this has got to come to an end. There needs to be a law in place where you cannot have these conversations with kids. There should also be, if experts are saying that the teachers are talking to the kids over, you know, Snapchat or what have you, we need a law in place, obviously, where teachers should not be contacting kids over social media. We need the laws. Apparently, these teachers don't seem to understand that it's completely inappropriate. Now, as parents, of course, we have to do our part and make sure we're watching our kids on social media. You know, I am just dumbfounded often when I see even kids, you know, in my daughter's class, remember, she's in third grade, they have phones, they have access to social media accounts. I'm like, wait a minute, your kid has TikTok on their phone in third grade? Parents, why? Why? Why would your third grader need to be on TikTok? Why would your third grader need to be on Instagram? Because we got to do our part as well. And I know there are some parents that will say, well, you know, my kid, I need to give them a phone because I need them for them to contact me, you know, and so forth. Okay, well, maybe there's something else that you can give them. Maybe something that's not like a smartphone where they can have all these different apps and things like that. I mean, we got to apply some common sense here also. Now, apparently, according to a lot of these studies, there could be much more. As we talked about, some of the data is not accurate. But these people need to lose their teaching license. As I mentioned, I don't know how this guy in Anne Arundel County that allegedly has 8 victims in Anne Arundel County alone, I don't know how he ended up in 3 different school districts. And why did not that not follow him on his record as a teacher? So this is a moment where I want to just give a shout out to all of the individuals involved with Moms for Liberty, all of the individuals that go to these school board meetings, that raise their voices. There is obviously something going on, and I think this is why they are so, excited about influencing kids on transitioning and all these other, you know, gender conversations. It's got to be all related, and we really do need to take a stand. So again, thank you to all those that have been working and fighting on the front lines of this, because it is not your imagination. These abuse cases are really disturbing, and we're seeing a lot of them across the country. All right, coming up next, I just want to update you guys on the Wisconsin judge that was indicted in regards to trying to help an illegal immigrant evade ICE.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Get rid of that energy-hungry old refrigerator or freezer with help from BGE's appliance recycling program. You'll get $50, an indoor or outdoor pickup and long-term energy savings. Schedule your pickup at bgesmartenergy.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Trump's historic Middle Eastern trip continues as Democrats continue to hurl insults and obstacles.
They're a bunch of dried up old farts who haven't had sex since Eisenhower.
Tulsi Gabbard is firing deep state rats.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
And more bad news for Letitia James.
You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters, and we're going to land on you hard.
I hope she looks good in orange.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, all right, all right. We had a lot to talk about today. I think, obviously, we spent a lot of time on the AAA bond rating. Well, rightfully so. It affects everybody here in the state of Maryland. And that question at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I just wanted to give you the final count here. And the question is, do you care that our state's credit rating has dropped? 93% of you say yes, and 7% of you say no. And I even noted earlier, I'm sure there's many people that feel as though they don't have a dog in a fight, and they might not care too much about it. But, you know, if you really read up on it and understand how all of this works and how taxes and fees will continue to increase, then maybe you will care just a little bit more. The grand jury, indicted the judge that helped an illegal immigrant evade ICE in Wisconsin. If you recall, many were saying that that judge was out of line and was wrongfully targeted by the FBI. Specifically, they were talking about Director Cash Patel and also AG Pam Bondi. Well, it turns out a judge says, yes, in fact, this judge was trying to help this illegal immigrant evade police and ICE agents, and so she has been indicted. Also, I did note the Florida governor's race is heating up, and I say that because even though Congressman Byron Donalds is the only one that has officially thrown his hat in the ring, I made a comment because former Congressman Matt Gaetz, he was talking about Casey DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis's wife, and a lot of people don't know if he was being sarcastic or what have you. I don't know. You know, Matt sometimes jokes around, right? Well, he said that she did a great job articulating how she would be great for governor. And in this little panel or interview that she was doing, she said that it is very early on and she does not know whether or not she is going to run the spot for the spot. And I just commented because the speech that they had clipped, it was just her talking about Governor Ron DeSantis and what a great job that he's doing. And I said, well, I think that would be very hard to see because some people are saying she would be the front runner because of that speech. I said, I think it's very tough to see because we're not really hearing where she stands on the issue. She's telling us where her husband stood and stands on the issues. And she's going to have to differentiate herself, or else it sounds like Meghan McCain when she would talk about her dad, Senator John McCain. And of course, there were some DeSantis fans that were not happy that I made that comment. So I got beat up on X yesterday. Craziness. Anyways, we'll keep our eyes on the Florida governor's race. As always, thank you, Brian, for a great show. And to all of you, I hope that you join me here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a one-